Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Our first Christmas wish of the year is actually coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, cool.
And while you're at KidNation.com nominating a family for this year's Christmas wishes, check out the Christmas presents we have under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, because we're going to ask you to call here in less than 40 minutes so you can pick your present. Once you pick it, it's out of there. We have like a Gucci purse. We have a
Nintendo Switch.
We have a bunch of gift cards. So go check out what we have under there. The Roomba was taken yesterday.
Yep.
Sorry. I know. And we also have our boy Bruno Mars joining the show in just over an hour.
Cool.
Yeah, he's going to be calling the show. It's been a while. But right now, let's get to the good news. I was waiting for
good news.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
That would have been perfect right there. That would have been perfect, JC.
That was stuff.
You know what? Trey was right back there. Sometimes blood don't push.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I got a cool good news story here.
Come on.
There was a girl that became the first person with Down syndrome to compete in a Miss USA state pageant.
Saw that.
Her name is Michaela Holmgren, and she actually ended up winning two awards at her competition.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to blaze the trail and show a different side to Down syndrome, where women and girls with developmental disabilities can participate in the same beauty and talent events as anyone else.
Okay, cool.
She says she wants to do some modeling, a little more dancing, and she said that she choreographs all her routines.
Aww.
And she says, quote, I have a big future.
Yes, she does.
Cool.
Beautiful girl, too.
Beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And I know the Houston Astros have some good news.
Mm.
They woke up to, like, almost $500,000 this morning because they played in the World Series and won it.
Wow.
That's what every player gets?
On the team.
$500,000.
Basically, yeah, Jenna, that's their bonus.
Awesome. Even if you didn't play?
Yeah.
I think
if you're on the roster.
If you're on the roster and you played in the World Series as a Houston Astro this morning, you woke up $500,000 richer.
Just like you get a ring, you know? Even if you didn't play, as long as you're on the roster.
Here from the text, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Just in case you can't get through on the phone lines, we're a little busy right now. You can text us anytime during the show. But we got this text here that says, my good news is that my 11-month-old Sebastian has started walking.
Oh, wow.
Sebastian.
Hopefully you got it on video. I looked over at my wife yesterday. We're sitting on the couch and she gets on, you know, she goes on Facebook and Instagram, and it was one of our memories. It was when my son started walking, and she's over there crying. She goes, they grow so fast.
Aww.
They really do. Good news Tuesday. I only have 18 days till I graduate from college, and I have my second job interview for teaching on Friday. Wish me luck. That's from Taylor.
Good luck, Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor. Go teach the future. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Good. Doing awesome. I hear you have some great news for us.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I can follow all that up, but I got some good news for me.
What is it?
So I just started my personal training certificate. I'm about 2 weeks in, and it's a really big deal for me because I've been saving up for this for so long. Just, it's not cheap, obviously.
Right. And there's a lot of learning that comes with it.
So but you're going to be a trainer.
Yeah, I'm going to be a personal trainer. I'm going through NASM right now. I got my book, and I'm just set. And what I'm doing with it is now I've decided, you know what, it's time to stop hesitating. I'm doing a six-month prep, and I'm starting a show. That way, halfway through, I can get my certificate, and I can show people the progress I've made, and then I can dial in the last 3 months.
Awesome. You already got a plan and everything. You're going to be changing people's lives, man.
Good for you, bro. Congratulations.
And you're also like a psychiatrist sometimes. People are going to be telling you their problems.
Yes. Good for you, bro.
Yeah. What, Kelly?
I wanted to be part of
that. Oh, you want
to
say bro? Bro?
Good for you, bro.
Does Kelly sound right there, Joseph?
Yeah.
See, there you go, Kelly. You got it.
All right,
I got you. Fam.
Don't forget leg day, bro.
Nobody forgets leg day. Unless you try not to.
A lot of men forget leg day.
Yeah.
You see a lot of disproportionate men because all they work out is their upper body and arms, and they have these little toothpick legs. You need to work on your legs.
Right. Don't forget leg day.
Some guys just can't grow them. You got to hit them extra hard. Shout out. Yeah. I've been in love. This is from the text. Been in love with my best guy friend since we were 15. We have an awesome connection. Several months ago, I found out he has felt the same all this time.
Oh.
The stars have finally aligned for us, and there are no words to express how wonderful this feels.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
Nice.
Hey, you can go from friends to lovers sometimes.
It's a hard leap, but you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you're risking it.
Yeah. Gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
What's up, Eddie?
Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. What are you feeling good this morning?
Well, I peeked. Last night, my wife told me not to peek at any of the gifts she got for Christmas. But, you know, guys are selfish, and I had to do it. And I saw that I'm getting a new projector and a PlayStation 4.
Oh my gosh, you ruined it.
Man, but, I mean, I know you're excited and you want to look, but, man, wouldn't you?
How big can your screen get with that projector? Were you able to peek enough?
It's a 150-inch screen.
Oh, what's your game of choice, dude?
Oh, man, I like, you know, I'm into FIFA soccer right now. I've been playing that a lot lately.
Oh, I'm coming over.
Man, isn't some of the fun sucked out of it? No.
Nah, he'll still be just as excited when he opens it.
Your wife's not mad at you?
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Don't tell her.
You good at faking it?
This isn't Eddie. This is Tom.
The real good feeling is the anticipation. You're missing 24, 28 days or whatever it is.
Too late.
And the nervous excitement and the buildup.
Like when you're going on a trip, you're like, in about 5 more days, I'm going to be on the beach. 4 more days, the anticipation. I love that feeling.
Yeah. I understand the peak.
It's done. It's done.
I'm not going to judge the man on the peak.
But please don't tell her.
Don't tell her, Eddie.
He won't. Eddie knows. Eddie knows how to do it. I mean, Tom.
Tom,
our boy Tom. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
So, you got some good news?
I do. So I'm in college, and the semester's almost over, but in about 2 weeks or so, my husband and I will be flying to Japan for Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, wow. They might even throw in an Asian. Wow. That's ballin' right there.
Yeah, it is. How's your Japanese? Yeah. Do you speak it at all?
No. Well, my husband he's an Arkansas boy, but he speaks the language fluently.
Oh.
And we're planning to move there in a couple years.
Wow.
So it'll be my first time. It'll be his third time.
You'll have to listen to us on the internet.
Yeah.
Or on the app.
Mm-hmm. And he's not Japanese.
No, he's just an Arkansas boy. It's just regular.
He's Arkansas.
Yes. just an Arkansas
boy. Japan. Yes. That's awesome.
It is a hard language, guys. If you're looking for a challenging language to learn, it's Japanese.
We haven't mastered English on this show.
I'm struggling on English.
Yeah.
Can you give us your best Japanese sentence that you know?
Suposhi nihongo ga hanai semasu, and that means I speak a little Japanese.
Ah, arigato.
Wow, look at you.
Arigato.
Yeah.
What's arigato mean? I know that one.
Isn't that thank you?
Arigato is thank you. Or arigato gozaimasu is like the formal way, but arigato is just like, you know, thanks.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Mr. Roboto or something like that.
Well, you have fun out there, Emily. You guys are going to have a blast.
Thanks.
Wow, what an adventure.
I know. I want to go out there sometime.
To pick up and just change everything.
Go to Japan.
I know. Just like that, with the boyfriend.
I'm going to have to put that on my bucket list.
Maybe Alan will tell you one day, right?
Maybe.
Hey, you guys want to do a Christmas wish?
Yes, please.
All right, this is going to be our first ever. Here's how it works. You go to KidNation.com, and you let us know about a family that needs a little boost this holiday season.
Usually it's a family that spends a lot of time helping other people, but they probably are, for whatever reason, they never ask for help for themselves.
Yeah, or they've fallen on a hard time recently.
Right, and this is where you come in. We get to our first Christmas wish next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, Kid Nation, hopefully you went to KidNation.com and checked out the Christmas presents under our tree because you get to go under that tree in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
And in just about an hour, Big Al Mac, what did we got?
The head hooligan, Bruno Mars.
Hallelujah. Woo! Girl, sent you hallelujah.
Bruno Mars is going to be joining us on the phone in just over an hour.
I don't know what to do.
What are you going to do, Jenna?
I don't know. I'm going to be here. It's a relationship, so don't go there.
You can be Mrs. Steal Your Man.
Yeah.
Wow. No. Because I respect him and I love him.
All right. Happens all the time.
Are you guys ready for another Christmas wish?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right, like always, we will issue a mascara alert just in case you're very emotional.
Okay.
It is the holidays. And we're going to bring her in. She has no idea what's going on, like always.
Okay.
So.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, is this Karen?
This is.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys this morning?
Doing awesome. I'm JC. I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mac and Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello.
I would not know you guys at all because it hasn't been like I've listened to you since I was 14 years old.
Oh, hello, friend.
You don't look a day over 19, girl.
I don't, yeah. I have 5 kids, but no, I'm not over 19.
And you're part of the family.
Yeah, you're part of our family. And look, I know you're in the dark right now. You have no idea what we're calling you, right?
No, I really have no idea what's going on.
Well, let's shed some light on that darkness right now because Jenna received a letter here about you.
Yes, yes. And if you don't mind, I would like to read it to you.
Okay, but just ignore my ugly cry if it happens.
Oh, no.
Okay. We'll ugly cry with you, okay,
yeah,
Karen?
We'll do it together. Okay, the letter says, I would like to nominate the Busby family for a Christmas wish. Their son, Alex, was born with a congenital heart defect, and in his short little life, he's already completed multiple surgeries, and earlier this year, he went into heart failure. He remained in critical condition for almost 2 months before receiving the miracle of a heart transplant just last month. This little fighter is still in the process of recovering in the hospital and doesn't have an exact release date at this time. And his awesome parents have been juggling not only all of his medical needs, but they have 4 other children at home, 2 of which are twins that were born while Alex was in the hospital. And they somehow managed to care for all of them every single day. The parents have missed countless days from work caring for their babies, and I can't think of anyone more deserving. Karen, Alex's mother, is my sorority sister, and I would love to see her family receive this gift and allow them to be without burden at Christmas. And Karen, that is from your sorority sister, Brooke Hiltzman.
You knew it. You knew it was her.
She's on the phone right now with us, Karen, if you want to say hi to Brooke.
Girl.
What's your sorority cheer? Yeah. How do you greet each other as sorority sisters?
Peek it blue through and through.
There
Theta
you go.
Sigma Chi.
Yep. Oh, did you guys say Theta Chi? Is that what I heard?
Theta Sigma Chi.
There you go.
So Karen, you guys have had a lot going on recently, huh?
Yeah, it's not been an easy life. It hasn't.
Oh, but how is little Alex doing right now?
He's doing really well. He's really fighting, and he's staying strong. He's still got a ways to go before he could get home, but everyone's talking about home.
Yeah.
Because there was a while when we weren't.
Are you guys, there was a while where there was maybe not a chance for him to come home?
Yeah, he coded on August 18th. Uh-huh. I stood there and watched them perform CPR on him for 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when we knew he needed a heart transplant. And he's, at that time, he was 19 months old, and they're not easy to find when you're that little.
Well, Brooke is 100% right. Your son, Alex, is a fighter. Wow.
And so is his mama.
Is.
Yeah,
and
so is his mama.
So are his siblings, everyone in the family.
And then you have babies at home, right? How old are your other kids?
So my oldest is 6. He's in first grade. And then my daughter is 5. She's in pre-K. And then we have 2 boys. They turn 6 months tomorrow. Those are my twins.
Man, you have brand new twins.
Full house. Wow.
How are you doing all of this right now?
I don't sleep a lot. Uh-huh. And we have an amazing support system with my mother, my mother-in-law, and my husband. We all take shifts up at the hospital. I had to quit my job so that we would have the flexibility. We don't leave Alex alone longer than 30 minutes if possible.
And he's 2 years old?
Yes, he turns 2 in right before Christmas.
And does he know, like, what's going on? Does he bring it up? Does he talk about it?
Well, he doesn't really talk yet, but he does understand. Like, he takes the stethoscope, takes it to his chest and listens, and he wants the doctors to play with him. He pulls out books to show him how he's feeling. He really is amazing. He fights through all of this. It's been a true miracle. My 6 and 5-year-old, we've spent a lot of time talking because this has rattled their lives a lot.
I bet.
We've had to have the hard conversations about, you know, Alex might have to go to heaven and things like that.
Wow. And they're still so young that it's almost impossible for them to understand this.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's been a very, very difficult year.
And Christmas, is there a little bit of hope that maybe you guys could take Alex home for Christmas, or is it not looking that way?
We're still hopeful. It's going to be kind of questionable, but there's a good chance we'll go to the step-down unit, which means we can all be together. My twins haven't been able to see their brother for the last 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know that's probably the Christmas wish that they wish they sure, had us to sure. see their brother.
Yes. What's Christmas look like at your house?
Loud.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though. We want it to be loud. Yeah.
Well, look, we want to take a little bit of that burden off of your shoulders, you and your husband, and what we want to do is we're going to give you a gift card to JCPenney. And at JCPenney, you can pick up those toys.
Oh, yeah, they have all that.
You can pick up clothes. You can pick up baby clothes, baby toys for the twins.
Maybe some earplugs for you.
And some earplugs for you. And hopefully that can make your Christmas a little bit brighter, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. This is truly a blessing for us.
Well, good. I hope that the holidays are just full of joy and you have all of your kids together.
Thank you. Yes, that's our biggest hope.
And keep us posted. Let us know when Alex finally gets to go home and meet up with his 6-month-old twins, okay?
Oh, that'd be a beautiful homecoming.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. He's our little tiger heart. That's our nickname for him.
Karen, is there anything you would like to say to Brooke?
Girl, you did not need to do this, but you have been my support more times than I can count. And
well, that's what we're here for.
Thank you for continuing to be here for.
We'll always be here for you. We're all praying for you guys, and we're ready for him to come home, too.
Thank you so much, guys. This is really, really amazing.
Go Theta Sigma Chi.
Pink and blue, through and through. Through and through, pink and blue, and I wish I could be one of you. But I wasn't in a sorority.
We're always taking more members.
Christmas wishes really do come true. On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I am truly blessed. And I really thank you.
Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. He said winter love is spreading everywhere. Summer came and took off with the spring. So now we start the Christmas caroling.
From the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, that means it's time for you to look under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, Kid Nation. And pick your present. We have Gucci purses, Nintendo Switches, Apple products, gift cards, all those things could be yours. Or at least one of them if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13. To pick a present from under the tree. And again, you can go to kidnation.com and check out what we have to offer. That way you're ready to go when you call the show and you say, that is what I want, and that is what we will give you.
It's so easy.
Once the gift is picked, it will be gone. You know, there's not multiple. So once that one's taken, it's yours to keep. And then we move on. We'll play again in an hour. Again, if you don't get in this hour, we got another chance for you to win.
Okay.
And speaking about an hour from now, Bruno Mars is going to be joining the show.
Ooh.
About 15 minutes away, he's calling.
Head hooligan.
He might have some something to celebrate.
Like what?
The Grammy nominations are out this morning.
Oh, that's right. Oh, did they come out yet?
Not yet. I just checked.
Okay.
Still not out. Unless somebody's going to say, yes, they are, Kelly. The website I'm checking. Let me just refresh it again.
I saw it said 8:30, but I don't know if that's...
So we got a few more.
Eastern.
Is
so probably
Eastern?
About 15 minutes away, they'll come out.
I keep refreshing this website.
And we saw
it would be great if he was on the phone with us when they came out.
Oh, yes.
And we got to talk about it.
Yeah. We got to tell him. Because he did really well with the People's Choice Awards. I think he got Artist of the Year, right? So I don't know.
Oh, I didn't see the People's Awards. Choice this year.
Yeah. He's in South America right now, too.
Yeah, he's traveling. I saw his story.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably not decorating for Christmas yet because he's out of town. Right. Al, did you put your tree up?
No, I was just thinking about that. If I should put it up in I have an empty room that has nothing. Uh-huh. So I could put it, and it faces the street, so it would be able to,
so people can see the tree,
yeah.
I love how much you guys give me a hard time about loving Halloween, saying I hate Christmas, and who's the one with the tree up?
You are.
You and me are the only ones. Kelly,
you got
yours up? Yeah.
I dragged it from the attic. It's on the floor waiting to be erected.
That part, you got to start.
Yeah, but we've got very busy last night. We're busy tonight, so hopefully Wednesday night it'll go up.
It'll be up this
week.
But
I have started wrapping Christmas presents. I'm tired of them, you know, hiding in different little nooks and crannies in the house. So my dining room table's covered in Christmas wrapping paper labels and Christmas bags. I love it.
My house, my tree's only halfway up.
What?
Because we have to stop.
So just like the bottom half?
No, we put it, we have a fake tree, so we put it together.
Yeah.
And it's up.
Just the bottom part.
And some of the ornaments are on.
Okay.
And then we had a parental issue.
Oh, what happened?
I'm going to go ahead and blame my wife on this one.
Things got romantic?
No, things didn't get romantic, but because the kids were there and they're helping us. And see, my wife is a big fan of succulents and cacti, whatever you want to call
them.
She has them all over the house.
Oh.
Not the huge ones, just like the little ones you can buy at the store or whatever.
Succulents is a plant.
Yeah.
Yes.
From the cactus family.
Okay. All right.
Cacti family. I don't even know the proper term for them.
All right.
But while we were putting the tree up, my wife had knocked one of the little cactus over.
Okay.
And my daughter being the helper that she is.
It was a spiky one?
It came out of the vase and everything. So my daughter, thinking, I'm going to help my mommy and my daddy, reached over and grabbed the bare cactus with her hand. And it's not one of those that has the needles that you could see. It's one of those fine hair needle ones.
Yeah.
So she grabs the plant, the cactus, and looks up at us as she grabs it and just... You could see the pain in her eyes.
Oh, man.
And she lets go and drops it. And she goes, what was that, Papa?
Oh, no.
Very calm.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was what? And that's when she started screaming. And she held her hand up. And it looked like her hand went through puberty because there's hairs all over it.
Oh.
Like, you know, like the little fine hairs.
That's awful.
And
I believe that she was punctured by an Oroya.
Oroya. I hate
those. Those are the little round ones that are covered in fur.
That's exactly what it was, Jenna.
Oh, those are cute, though.
And it's all because my wife loves these. I told her something like this was going to happen.
You can't have those.
And we had to start plucking them out with tweezers.
Yeah.
And there was, hundreds.
I believe you.
Just all over her hand.
You can't see them.
You can't see them. So after about 30 minutes of trying to, you know, get them out with the tweezers, we looked up online, what is a faster way to do this? So if you ever go through this, Kid Nation, we looked it up for you.
Oh, you got a tip. Okay.
Yeah. You get some gauze and some glue.
Mm.
Just the regular glue you use it when you're in elementary school.
Elmer's glue.
Yeah, the one we used to try to eat when we were kids. And you put that on your hand with the gauze, you let it dry, and then when you peel it off, it helps get about 80% of the needles. And then the remainder, you gotta tweeze out yourself.
That's a great idea, though. Good tip.
Oh, man.
Or just don't have cacti in your house.
I agree. With kids.
Yeah.
I can have a lot of stuff right now with no kids, like white fur and cactus.
You can. They say these plants are the toughest ones to kill, and they're the easiest to take care of,
because
you only have to water them once a week or whatever.
You just got to put it somewhere where, you know, it's not going to get knocked over.
You just need a little bit of light. You don't even have to water it once a week.
Well, it turns out my wife just kills them all, and I think it's because she overwaters.
She's taking care of it too much.
Yeah.
She's loving them too hard.
Yeah.
Cactus grow like in the desert, if I'm not mistaken, right? So you don't have to water it at all.
Right? How you hedge your bet there. If I'm not mistaken, cactus are from the desert.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know.
They can withstand a lot.
Yeah.
They actually told me to water mine maybe once a month or even just put an ice cube in it.
An ice cube will do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's where we've been wrong. Yeah.
Gosh, you got to watch Plant Chat with Candy, man.
Is she still giving us new episodes?
Candy, my mom Candy's still working at the florist, and she's just full of knowledge.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they sell Christmas trees where she works? I think I'm going to go real Christmas tree,
no.
I think.
It's just a florist.
Yeah, okay.
No, but there's lots of plant stores nearby you could get
so
one tree.
Tree lots up now.
Yeah, I'll go to Home Depot.
But she does have some succulents?
Oh, tons of succulents.
So many succulents.
Yeah, I have a lot of succulents.
By the way, that name for a plant is a very sexy name.
Yeah.
Succulent.
Yeah.
If you look into some of the succulents' actual names, very cool.
What's up, succulents? Yeah, it is.
Duvalia.
Oh, yeah, Duvalia.
Hey, pubescens.
Pubescens?
Yeah.
I'll stay away from them.
Dude Leia. I'm looking at some of them right now that are my favorite.
Dude Leia.
Yeah.
Who would have thought succulents were so sexy?
You know what? I'm going to get Candy to give us a little tutorial.
These are dancer names.
That's a lovely nickname for your
lover. Okay, let's play a game. Yeah, stripper or succulent? What's up?
All right, let's see if we can go under the Christmas tree. The Kid Nation Christmas tree. It's get a contestant on the line.
All right. Easiest contest ever.
So easy. Just go to kidnation.com and check them out.
Yeah.
Hi, Christine.
Hello again.
How are you doing?
Wait a minute, you said again.
Again.
So, have we talked to you?
Yeah, I called a couple weeks ago for the Florida trip, and I got the question wrong.
Oh, you got it wrong. Well, guess what? You're going to have a question this time, too.
Yeah, you got good karma, though. Really good karma.
Everybody's like, how do you get through? How do you get through? And you get through, like, all the time.
There you go.
Yeah, look at you.
Okay, now.
I've been determined ever since.
I hope you don't get this one wrong.
No,
there's no question. All right, the only question we have for you, Christine, this time, and you cannot get it wrong, is which present would you like to pick out from under the Christmas tree?
I would like to go with the mystery box.
Whoa.
Oh, you are a girl.
Mystery box.
Absolutely what I would have chosen.
All right.
I would have gone for it, you know?
Now what have
you got to lose?
We have to find it.
Curiosity. That's the best thing I love about Christmas is not knowing.
Mystery box.
Are you going to open it?
It's a mystery envelope because the box is too boxy.
Oh.
Say what?
The envelope is a lot easier to open. Here you go.
You know,
Jenna?
I know you do this to me because you don't want to be the bearer of anything
bad news?
Disappointing.
No.
Okay.
But you also get to be the bearer of good news great news.
Oh, all right, Christine, I am opening up this tiny envelope. It's been licked shut. Okay. Mystery box envelope. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You.
Yeah.
Have one.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you laughing, Jenna?
I was reading it. It looked like something was scratched off. Okay. You have run. Well, let's see if you're happy about this.
Uh-oh.
Every Kid Craddock Morning Show T-shirt.
Oh.
Plus, $200 cash.
Oh.
Grand total of $250.
You know what? I would have done the same thing. Go for it, right?
And
you know
what? Yeah.
And Christine, you got the T-shirts that are, you know, discontinued because we only sold those for about a week. So you get all the T-shirts.
No regrets over not going for that Gucci purse.
No.
No.
Okay. I'm just happy that I made it back on. I was just so hurt last time.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the question that you got wrong?
It was the Zac Efron question. I guessed Baywatch, and it was, I think, the answer was Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, but I honestly had almost a slight panic attack getting through. I just had never thought I would get through, and I was like, so surprised. I honestly didn't think I was going to answer anything, because I just...
Well, you got T-shirts and cash.
Every morning.
Welcome to the exclusive two-timers club.
Right?
You know?
Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, Christine, you hang on for us. Now we'll definitely set you up with your prize. Because you actually won this time.
Lost the contestants. I'm not listening to them anymore. But she hung in there with us.
She hung in. And she ended up winning. See?
Yeah.
You can prevail.
Yeah.
Eventually. And we have another chance for you to play and claim your Christmas wish. I mean, your Christmas tree present. You can go to KidNation.com and check out what we have left.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
40 minutes away from going under the Christmas tree again, the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Go to KidNation.com and check out what we have to offer there on the website.
All right.
That's where you can also nominate a family for a Christmas wish. Thanks to JCPenney. They're helping us out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know of a family in need this year, that they went through something that nobody should go through, and you want to help them out, and you want to use our show as that help?
Yeah.
We can do that for you with a Christmas wish. We had our first one today. It was a mascara alert. We will issue mascara alerts for our Christmas wishes.
Yeah.
I could barely get through it.
I know. It was tough. And we got to talk to Bruno Mars here in about 20, 30 minutes. He should be calling the show. I believe the Grammy nominations have finally come out.
Yes.
Kelly's going to cover that in the show of his top five.
I will, JC. They're coming out as I'm sitting here with you.
We're sitting here. Yes. And now that it's the holiday season, we do have some Christmas songs based on us on the show. And now when you hear...
That's so egotistical.
I know. Well, we didn't write them.
Here are our Christmas songs about us.
Well, the thing is that when you
might throw in a little baby Jesus,
right,
if there's room.
Right.
Maybe.
And when you hear that one of the songs is about you, we tend to go, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the difference between this. Jesus was probably like, oh, this is awesome. We're like, oh, no.
Is that what Jesus said?
Oh, another one about me? Yes. Oh, awesome.
So we have two. And our intern, Amy, is in an a cappella group, and they were kind enough to perform them for us.
Uh-huh.
So we have one about Kelly.
Oh.
Yeah, here you go, Kelly.
Joy to the world, Kelly is wed. Kid Nation is relieved. Our lady is in.
Tom Allen.
You can if tell it kills him, it will succeed.
Very nice.
They're very kind to Kelly, as
very
you can tell.
Nice.
I'm
very
glad
nice.
To know that Kid Nation's relieved. They were so worried. Uh-huh.
Oh, not just Kid Nation. Everybody at the office.
Yes. Relieved?
We're all relieved.
Much happier.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Happy Kelly's awesome.
Yeah, that's a new thing. I'm trying it on.
And Big Al Mac.
Oh, okay.
There is a Christmas song about you.
Was it just as nice, equally as well?
Let's find out.
Big Al Mac bought a new bar. Ha, 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 ha. Surely this one won't go far. Ha, 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 ha. We eat drinks and average food. Ha, 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 ha. All of the waitstaff are real rude. Ha, 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 ha.
Man, they're savage.
Oh, it's the holidays. It's so
weak
nice.
Weak drinks, rude staff. Come on down.
Average food. I think that should be your slogan. Weak drinks and average food.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that'll work.
Opens this weekend
out? It's your bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, opens this week. I need to go buy plates today.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just do some paper plates?
Man,
and say you're trying new recycling
yeah.
movement.
I've done this before. I don't know why this one's got me so frazzled. I don't know why. But it.
This one?
This one is just... It's weird.
You're scared?
Yeah.
You're scared about this one.
I had someone ask me last night, I was like, why haven't you opened one in a college town?
Well.
Good question, yes.
I mean, college bars typically do well, but college students don't typically have a lot of spending cash.
Uh-huh. They all go out and they spend all their money on beer.
That's it.
And they get the 21-year-old to go buy the beer because half the college kids are under 21. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I was just wondering. It's just a question.
No. I've always said if I was going to open one up in a college town, it would be Baton Rouge because I just love Baton Rouge.
Okay.
But, that's my, you know, I got to get this one open first. But. That's a very good question.
Lovick wants to talk to you right now, real quick. Yeah.
Shout out, Lovick. Wreck 'em, baby.
Yeah. Speaking of 22-year-olds that spend all their money on alcohol, hi, part-time Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
yeah,
buddy.
That's me. Ring a ding ding.
You already got the Christmas sweater on, huh?
Oh yes, I do. I'm in the Christmas spirit. And look at the office with all the lights and the glitter
Thank
and the
you
glam.
For this. We know this was you.
Yeah, we know.
You're welcome.
You did.
Yeah. I was like a little magical elf.
Wait, so I know you were poor. You got a new phone?
Oh, yes. I got an upgrade, girl.
It was pink.
It was about time. Yes. I got the millennial pink. I wanted something different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was just feeling good. And there was also two other jingles that got canceled. Not canceled.
Scrapped.
Scrapped. Yes. They're to the side.
They're the ones Justin wrote.
Yes. And I just wanted to share them with you guys real quick.
So are they on your new phone?
Oh, they are.
Oh, look at
phone.
You.
Yeah, I took a picture. Oh, I got the portrait mode. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. It is a
model.
Game changer.
You're a model, right?
Oh,
so is this
gosh,
a 10 or a 7 or what did you get?
It's the iPhone 8 Plus.
8 Plus.
The 8.
Okay.
I was talking about you broke, but you bought a new iPhone 8.
Priorities.
Priorities.
So instead of the a cappella choir singing it, you're going to sing?
Yes.
Single?
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. What's the first one?
Ready? This is for JC, and it follows the song Santa Baby.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay? Me. JC baby, take off that baby blazer for me. It was made for a girl. JC baby, now hurry up so you can breathe right.
That was it.
Oh, no.
It's so good that JC has so much glitter on his face again.
I do
today.
Again.
Yeah, got glitter boogers.
I was getting judged
so
yesterday.
So you wrote that one just for JC, yeah.
Yeah, just
that
for
was
JC.
Like from you to JC.
Yeah.
Kind of a love song.
Take off that baby
okay.
blazer.
You know, I threw away that baby blazer because of you guys.
Hey, don't even bring me that song.
I'm
going to
slow clap.
No, don't slow clap. I love that
How
blazer.
How many items of my clothing have been ruined over the years?
Yeah. Yours were rightfully so, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know
really?
Why you guys get rid of stuff. You make fun of me all the time, and I still rock it.
I know. We make fun of Big Al's ugly choices, too, and he still wears them.
I don't care.
I've gotten rid of some. The leather overalls. I had some baby blue leather overalls.
You outgrew them. Let's just be honest.
But you look like a beautiful Christmas present today, Big Al.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, this one's for you, Jenna. This follows the song Let It Snow.
Oh, great.
But I like to call this Let It Grow.
Like it already.
He's gotta find it.
Jenna, your unibrow is frightful, but your eyelashes are delightful. Natural, you wanna go. Let them grow.
A little off pitch there.
Is that it?
Pitchy.
Right.
Yeah. Did you like the unibrow?
I do. Do I have a unibrow?
No, but you've said it has because of your Latisse.
Oh,
That's making your eyes
gross.
Mm-hmm. Your what?
I take
your
those
what?
Vitamins. Yeah.
Her Latisse.
What's that what's called?
Yeah,
what's
I got rid of my lash extensions. I use that Latisse, and that's I don't have lashes anymore. These are my own. They're so long.
Oh,
but, but I've been putting it on my eyebrows. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Is that
it makes
the...
them grow?
No, if you have, if you've ever plucked, it's a good tip for people.
It really is. I kind of did it as a test to see if it'd make hair grow anywhere you put it.
I'm wondering if I'm gonna get up the fake lashes in 2018.
I've loved this. It's been great. Low maintenance is my goal.
Like I have on mascara and I love it. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're beautiful.
Thank you.
And what's this box you brought in here?
Okay, so Kim Kardashian released her perfume fragrance, yes.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard anything about that.
No, you haven't?
Whatever. Oh, my gosh, that's all she does on her Instagram.
Yes.
That's all she promotes.
Well, I ordered it the day it came out before it got sold out, and it came in.
Where did you get this money? How much was
it? I know, right? Speaking of always being broke and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
how much was
the most cheerful broke person I've ever seen.
How much was this perfume?
I know. This perfume was $86.
Wow.
You
know, that's pretty, I mean, comparable to what's out there in the department stores.
And as Kim Kardashian, I just bet she smelt like money. So, you know, this scent would probably inspire me to make more money and probably, you know. So I bought it, but then I was like, I'm a dude. I can't wear it.
You can just start a new trend.
But I love to smell it. So I'm going to give it to my roommate.
Great.
For Christmas. That way I can always smell her. Oh my gosh.
What a great roommate.
My favorite thing is that Justin's already opened it and has been smelling it.
I don't blame you. I'd want to know too, because people are buying this without knowing what it smells like.
And y'all haven't smelt it either, so I brought it to show you.
Now there were three different crystals, right?
Yes, there's three different ones. A white one, a gold one, and a pink one.
Which one do you have?
This is the white one.
They're all gardenia based.
Yes, and it's quartz. I'm sorry. The packaging. She also gave you crystals because that's what she used to get through.
Healing,
for healing through after the robbery in Paris. It helped her calm down. So she put crystals in the packaging as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So if you want to look at those, JC.
This is just rocks.
Yeah. We don't want to use your roommate's gift.
Okay. Are these the ones I have to charge? Like I have to go earthing to charge them?
You got to get barefoot.
Okay. Now I'm going to spray it on the car.
Okay. Don't use too much. That's your present.
Oh, do you smell that delightful heavenly of just calmness and serene and
not
one? What?
Smells like old lady perfume.
Smell it.
You're not selling it.
Oh, I'm supposed to sell it? Are they paying you?
I'm just saying.
I can't be honest.
Like, I'm trying to give it to my friend for Christmas.
It just smells like old lady perfume. It smells like something I've smelled before.
It smells like rich girl perfume.
Yes.
Yes.
It smells like a rich girl.
Like a girl who goes to brunch after church.
Yeah, like if a girl walked by me and she smelled like that, I'd be like,
I like gardenia, so let me see.
Yeah, I like it.
It might need a minute to...
That's what it is. My grandma wore gardenia,
It's very sweet. You have to like sweet scents.
A little light.
It's very nice.
Very floral, and very sweet.
And here's the bottle, a big old crystal.
It's beautiful.
How does that stand up? It doesn't.
It doesn't. You just got to lay it down. Yeah. It
now, there are other gardenia-based perfumes I remember from my youth.
This smells pretty good.
Yeah. But it's pretty.
But now we know.
I'm excited to give it to my friend for a cool Christmas, right? Yeah.
Do the other crystals, the other colored crystals smell different?
Yeah, they smell a little bit different. So the pink one's got like a citrus scent to it, and then the gold one's got a more lighter scent to
it. This one, according to Kim, is the clear quartz, which awakens. It's an amplifier of energy and brings balance and alignment to all areas of the mind and body.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Didn't she make like $14 million off of these things in one day?
As she should.
Why not?
Give her money.
I might buy one. I don't know who I'm going to give it to.
Your mom.
Yeah. You want to buy? Yes, you should.
Yeah, I'll give one to my mom. Yeah, she might like that.
Your mom wearing Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
I know. And I want to be around more of the old people you're around, Jenna, because they must smell amazing.
You know what my mother likes to wear? J-Lo Glow.
Never smelled that one.
She likes J-Lo Glow.
Really?
Yes.
That's the thing, though. Scent's so important. It's right by the memory in your brain.
Yeah.
It is. It always, a smell will take you back to a moment, you know, and you're like, ooh, that reminds me of second grade and my teacher.
Yeah.
She gave me an apple juice.
Right. So maybe if you can't get Kim Kardashian, because they are sold out, right? J-Lo Glow's the way to go.
Yeah, Jess is just trying to get you to buy his.
I'm a little, $86 out.
Resale.
Well, Justin, way to spend all your money before Christmas, sir, on your phone and on the perfume.
But write it off for the show, because you used it as for the show.
Oh, really?
So your tax is safe.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That was a show prop, right?
Okay.
Was that a show prop?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yes.
I think so.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
So we're still waiting for him to call.
Okay. He will call.
He's going to call. He's going to call.
Now I know how girls feel in high school.
Being let down by men?
Yeah.
Oh.
When we say we're going to call you.
And then we just wait.
And then we just don't. And yeah. Now I know how you feel. And I would like to apologize if I ever did that to any girls.
Thank you.
I called before I got in the car. Like, if I get a girl's number in a club or something,
yeah,
I would normally give them a call immediately.
See, there has to be a happy balance.
A little eager. Unless you're really in love already.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it was the right number, first of all.
Have you ever seen a girl that you never called back and she went off on you and like at a bar or anything?
No.
I feel if I was a girl, I'd be that kind of girl.
I'm going to give my number to someone this weekend.
You should.
Don't you have a date? The Instagram date?
No, he doesn't live here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'll
He's
give my
playing
numbers.
It cool.
Oh, that's right. He lives in Austin.
I think so. He must. He was just like, I'll give you a call. If you give me your number, I'll give you a call when I'm back in town in a couple of weeks. And then I was like, okay, I didn't want to ask too many questions because I'm actually going out of town in a couple of weeks. Yeah. But we'll see. Whatever.
We'll find you a date.
It works out. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get dressed up for the company Christmas party. I have a friend's birthday party after that. So then I'm going to leave you guys. I'm going to go out on the town.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Al, did you find a date yet for the Christmas party?
No. I just wrote in my blog. I was like, either it's going to be a friend or a first date. Neither of which.
Or no one, right?
Or no one. Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
You need to let them know because they have to do a head count.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we got to do the head
and
count.
And girls need to know.
He doesn't check emails. You do not check emails.
Yeah, I do. I know it's this Saturday.
She said yesterday she sent out an email. Mm-hmm. We have to have it.
See, that was Stallball right there.
It's Showtime. Our boy is nominated for Grammys this year. Record of the Year with 24K Magic. Album of the Year, 24K Magic. Best R&B Performance, Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
His uncle is very proud.
And Best R&B Album. Bruno Mars is finally on the phone.
Yay.
With us. What's up, Bruno?
Let's go.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Bruno, we heard from your uncle this morning. He called in.
Willie.
Oh, yeah, who's my uncle?
Uncle Willie.
Uncle Willie from Corpus.
Uncle Willie.
Yeah.
Is he really your uncle, or did we get duped?
Uncle Willie's my uncle.
Yes, I knew he was. Yeah. He sounded just like you.
And his last name's Fernandez, so it has to be right. Oh, man. But
where are you calling us from? South America, I hear.
I'm in Chile right now, about to play a show tonight.
Oh, wow.
Are you wearing a silk shirt right now?
Absolutely.
you are wearing it? Oh, the one
that's he went in a sexy voice there for a second.
Oh, my gosh. No, he always is like that. That's just Bruno.
Hey, Bruno. What color silk shirt is it?
It's her truth.
Chartreuse.
Wow. I think that's a brown.
Kind of limey. No,
limey. Okay,
no
sorry.
Come on.
Bruno knows way more colors than we do.
Yeah.
Now, we're not the ones breaking the news to you that you got all these Grammy nominations. That's why you probably were just a few minutes late calling us, right? Your phone's been going crazy?
No. I got it early in the morning, actually. I got to make some phone calls and let everybody know. It's worked on the album. I hope they know the great news. Well, and the better news is that everyone gets to celebrate with me tomorrow on CBS.
That's right.
Look, if you can't this album worldwide together.
Yeah, because if you can't afford or you can't find tickets to Bruno's shows because they're always sold out, tomorrow night, 24K Magic Live at the Apollo.
Apollo's the next best thing.
Yeah, watch it on TV. It's going to be on CBS, and you get to. It's the whole concert, right?
It's as much as I could squeeze in. They only gave me an hour. I wanted 19 hours, but they only gave me an hour. So I did.
What was special?
The best I got.
What was different about performing on that Apollo stage than any other stage? I'm sure it has to be a different energy.
Absolutely. Well, it would have been much easier for us to just throw some cameras up on one of these shows we have, being on tour. But, for TV, I wanted to give someone, give the audience something more intimate. I've never played at the Apollo. I've never even been to the Apollo.
Wow.
I grew up watching Showtime.
Sure.
And I grew up watching Showtime at the Apollo, and I just always wanted to step in that theater. James Brown Live at the Apollo is like my go-to album. So just walking in that theater was so special, and it was special for me. It was special for my band, and it just gave us this other thing, this other energy. And we know that it's such a magical place. So, it was important that we brought it.
And I hope people see that, you know, when they watch it.
We're talking with Bruno Mars. He's got his Live at the Apollo 24K Magic live on TV tomorrow on CBS. Bruno, what does it take to be one of your hooligans? Because I watch you when you do your shows and the guys that are dancing with you. Do you guys ever like have open auditions? And if so, when can I show up?
Anytime, man. We're always looking for a triangle player, or if you play piccolo or something, you know what I mean? Put a little something different in the band.
There you go. Get a piccolo. Get that recorder out.
I don't know what a piccolo is, but I'll get one. Is that the flute
like
thing?
A little small flute.
Oh, yeah. I got you, Bruno. I can play that for sure, man.
Yeah. Bruno, in the preview for this special you have at the Apollo, I know you're like walking through Harlem and you got a chance to meet some of your fans. Can you go anywhere anymore, actually, you know, alone, go get coffee? Can you do anything like that anymore?
No, I can't.
No. What do you miss the most about being totally anonymous? You know what I mean, without getting swarmed by people, what do you miss the most about being totally
anonymous? Well, like right now, I'm at a hotel in Chile, and they know I'm here, so it wouldn't be too smart for me. It might be a little dangerous if I just walked out, but other than that, yeah, I'm good.
Do you have a
Kardashian said she couldn't go to the grocery store, and she misses going to the grocery store.
No. Hey.
Bruno, do you have like a body double that goes with you on tour so that if you do want to sneak out the back, they go out the front?
Man, that's a great idea. I'm going to start holding my dick back.
He does. He's not going to tell you. That's how he gets away with
it. That's what I'm trying to get is the scoop, Kelly.
Yeah, or if you can't give us that, what name do you register under at your various hotels?
Yeah, one that you don't use anymore. What's your alias?
Always different. I got some good ones.
Do you have some that you've retired can share?
We're all up in
Yeah, we're going to come all the way to Chile right now.
It's for our class Stalking Bruno Mars 101.
Any chance you'll sing with James Corden at the Grammys?
You know what? The Grammys, you never know what's going to happen. And James Corden is an incredible singer, actually.
Yeah.
One of the best, I've heard.
Yeah, he said you're his favorite.
I'm honored with
Right. Oh, he's still there. Yeah, he's still there. Hey, Bruno, I know that back in the day when you were, because of your last name, Hernandez, people were, record labels were trying to get you to sing in Spanish. Now that you made it as Bruno Mars, is there a chance that we could get a Spanish album?
Let me tell you something, man. I'm spending a lot of time in South America.
Yeah?
And, I grew up playing congas, and my father's a professional conga player, so Latin music has always been in my family. So it's something dear to my heart. The main thing is that it has to be right. It can never just be forced. I'm not going to just do it to try to be like, hey, look at me, I'm singing Spanish music. But the opportunity comes where this, I so happen to write a song that makes sense, or hear a song that makes sense for me to sing in Spanish. It feels like a natural thing to do. I'd love to do it. But it's something that I can't force,
Yeah.
I'm sure Uncle Willie would like it.
Yeah, Uncle Willie for sure would love that.
He's all on board.
Yeah, he's all about that.
What would you like for Christmas this year, Bruno? I'm putting my list together.
Man, a couple days off.
A couple days off?
Yeah.
You'll get them. When are you getting a day off? When are you finally getting a day off, Bruno?
Oh man, I think during the holidays, during Christmas time, I'll have a week. I haven't had a week off in a year.
Oh,
which is awesome, and it's definitely not a complaint.
Sure,
but every now and then you got to reset and shut it down for a second, and not think about music, and hopefully get some Netflix in.
Yeah.
Will you set up your own tree when you get that week off, or is somebody doing it for you now?
Oh, man, I got the fake tree. It's been in the garage. I just pull it out every year.
Just like us.
Hey, what Netflix shows are you looking forward to catching up with?
I've finished Stranger Things. I know I finished Ozark. I know that Punisher is out, and I was a big Daredevil fan, so I know Punisher's out right now. I can't wait to get into that.
Got to catch that Narcos, too.
Oh, I already blew through that.
Yeah. It's so good, right?
Well, Bruno, we appreciate you taking
time. I'm actually going. No. Oh, yeah, cool.
Are you going to Columbia?
No, where are you going? No, you continue that.
I'm going to, I'll be in Columbia in a week.
Oh.
Don't worry, you'll see the pictures on Instagram.
Okay, good.
I'm going to have my chest out on the beach. Yeah. Don't worry.
You want to see everything.
You already got the chains.
You going to wear the Speedo?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, he's going to wear the Speedo, of course. Hey, look, not all of us got a chance to go check out Bruno in concert. Make sure you check it out tomorrow, 24K Magic Live at the Apollo on CBS. Bruno Mars live from South America. Thanks for joining us, dude.
Thank you, Bruno.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, too, buddy. Love you.
I love him.
Tried to get off the phone. He was like, okay, bye. I was like, no.
I let him finish his song.
No, we didn't know.
You almost cut off Bruno Mars.
What do you have to do right now?
Oh, we have things.
What do you have to do?
I don't know.
Get more glitter on your face?
Yeah, you do have glitter face. The big boss said you have glitter on your face.
How do you guys think that went? Pretty good?
Yeah, you know, with the...
He's far away.
It's a rough connection. There's international phone lines.
I felt a real connection.
The timing, you know, it's kind of hard because you have to pause in the answer. It's a little difficult. I think it went as well as it could have gone.
We need to buy celebrities better phones, is what I realized, in the next year.
Or he's just far away.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
He's in Chile.
Oh, we didn't get Jenna to propose to him because she's supposed to get married to him because our kids' family wants Jenna to get married to him.
That would have been awkward. I think he's been in like a long-term happy relationship. He's very private about it. I'm not going to disrespect that just because I love him.
But
real love is respecting his current relationship.
But if he came hollering.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.